The Psalms are poetry, and the Psalms are prayer. If either is forgotten, the Psalms will not only be misunderstood, but misused. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, that quote there from Bible scholar Eugene Peterson, who worked on The Message, we're looking at digging deeper into the Psalms today.
John, there are 150 Psalms in our Bible, organized into five collections. They were used in public worship at the temple and for private devotion. While David's name is attributed to more Psalms than anyone else by far, there are others, for example, Asaph and Solomon. We don't even know the authors for about one-third of the collection.
And the poetic style is significant.
The Psalms use what's called parallelism. In English poetry, the verse tends to manipulate sound, the rhyming we hear at the end of every line. But Hebrew poetry repeats and rearranges thought. For example, synonymous parallelism is where the second line repeats the thought of the first line, Psalm 19, 1 and 2. The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. The second line is a restatement, rehearsing the previous thought.
And knowing this creates a boundary, so we don't put something into the text that isn't there.
Exactly. Then there's antithetical parallelism, where the second line contrasts the first. Psalm 34:10, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Understanding the structure of Hebrew poetry helps us understand Hebrew thought, and together they help us dig deeper into the Psalms.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. Why not visit our website, reasonwhy.org, where you can learn about Alec's book, A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. The website again, reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.